Last week, we were reminded how an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. This morning, we're going to see how an angel appeared in person to Mary. In fact, our scripture this morning begins and ends with the entrance and the exit of that angel. Our scripture says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And there's our angel. He's like a bookend. He has the beginning of the scripture and the end of the scripture this morning. It seems like the whole scripture is about him, about this angel. He appears to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. And we talked about Joseph last week. Of the house of David. Now, because of the construction of the Greek sentence, we're not sure if that modifies Joseph or Mary. Is Luke telling us that Joseph was of the house of David, or in that verse is he telling us that Mary is of the house of David? We're not sure. It really doesn't matter, because as you look at Matthew and Luke's genealogy, it turns out that both Joseph and Mary are from the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." Well, what's her reaction? She was dia torazo. Dia meaning through, like a diagram to describe something through a writing. That's what diagram means. But dia torazo means through agitation. She is agitated. She is shaken through and through. We would say shaken to her core. The old King James in our translation this morning says she's greatly troubled at this saying, and she tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And I can't help but think about what one old radio preacher used to say about Mary's shakenness. Old J. Vernon McGee used to say that Mary's reaction was similar to a friend of his down in Memphis, Tennessee. Years ago, his friend said to him, "You know, I never believed in ghosts either until I saw one." And suddenly we think, oh, wait a minute. I don't know that I believe in ghosts either. What would I do if I saw one? I'd probably be dia torazo. I'd probably be shaken to the core. And then the old radio preacher said, "Believe me, friends, when you've seen an angel, you have a right to be afraid." Now, it's pretty easy for us to sit here safely distanced in a lit room with all our friends around us and talk about angels. And maybe even how we would feel if we saw one. But until we do, I don't think we'd know what we'd do. I suspect we'd probably be shaking in our shoes too, just like Mary. And the angel said to her, "Do not be phobeo," from which we get our word phobia. Do not be, Mary, afraid, because she was. But Mary, you have found favor with God. You have nothing to fear. Behold, you'll conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there'll be no end. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" Now, the literal Greek has Mary saying, "Since I have never known a man." Dr. Luke, the physician who's writing this gospel, is being very clear here. What is happening with Mary has nothing to do with a man. We talked about that last week, how God cursed the serpent in the garden for leading the woman into sin by saying the day would come when the seed of the woman would deal a crushing blow to the head of the seed of the serpent. But the seed of man is never mentioned in God's plan, because man was never going to have anything to do with it. My daughter went home after last Sunday's sermon. She found this picture on somebody's Facebook page. I'd never seen this drawing before, but she texted it back to me on Sunday afternoon, and she said, "Dad, I think this picture is something about our Sunday sermon this morning." And I said, "Jenny, I've never seen that drawing before, but sure enough, it does seem to picture what we talked about this morning, about that one woman and her seed that one day would crush the seed of the serpent's head." And it seems that there's an angel on assignment this morning revealing to that woman, Mary, God's old ancient plan he devised way back in Eden land. And the angel answered her, "How will this happen, since you've never known a man?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Literally, will cast a shade upon you. That's how Dr. Luke records it in Mary's medical record. God cast a shade upon her. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Not a man. And behold, Mary, just in case you need further confirmation, your relative, the Greek there is syngenēs, soon meaning together or with. Genēs meaning that of the same genome, the same heredity, the same blood. Behold, Mary, your blood relative, Elizabeth. We don't know if that's a cousin or if that's an aunt, but Mary knows her well. She's part of the family. Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. All their life, Elizabeth and Zachariah, her husband, had prayed for children, but they had never had any. And now they found themselves well beyond childbearing years, and everyone had given up hope that these two would ever have a child of their own. But now, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son who would be John the Baptist. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. And with that reassurance, Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." And the angel departed her. Let's have a word of prayer, could we, this morning? Lord, help us see how the job of men and women and angels can be done, and that by working together, your will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray it. God's people said, amen. Let's begin right off this morning by saying this. Angels have a job to do. They don't just sit around on clouds strumming harps. Angels have a job to do. But so do you. Have you ever been driving down the road and you've seen a road sign like this one? We've all seen this sign, right? Sometimes we drive on down the road and we never see any men working. Well, we all see these signs, don't we? Well, this morning, we probably ought to see a sign more like this sign here, because it's not just men that are doing the work of God, but there are women doing the work of God too. Amen? Ladies, you ought to really excel during this Christmas season, because so often through the Bible, it being, and I hate to say this, but I think it's true. It's largely a male-centered, oriented work that we're seeing going on. But in the Christmas event, it's like men have been kicked out of the picture. This is God working his work through women in the world. This is women at work for God in the world. And actually, we need an additional sign this morning, one that would say something like this. We also ought to be aware who else is at work in the world. There's angels at work. Angels have a job to do. And their assignment is to get you to do what God has given you to do. Can I say that again? Angels have a job to do. But their job is to get you to do what God has given you to do. That's what we see the angel Gabriel doing in our text this morning. And we're specifically told it was God who gave Gabriel this assignment. It was in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy that the angel Gabriel was what? Sent. He was sent on a mission. From who? Who sent him on the mission? God. The angel's been given a job by God. And he's sent to a city of Galilee called Nazareth. Now, I love this part of the story. I love that the place where Gabriel was sent was Nazareth. Nazareth in the first century was a little nowhere town. It was out in the middle of nowhere where nothing special ever happened. No prophecy is ever made about that place. A town of no reputation and no expectation. We're told after Philip found Jesus, the first thing Philip did was go out and find Nathanael and say to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And I love that. The reminder that Jesus came from Nazareth. Jesus was raised by Joseph and Mary in Nazareth, because that was a little nowhere of a town where the angel Gabriel was sent from God to give Joseph and Mary their jobs. In fact, the Church of the Annunciation is erected over top of the traditional site of Mary's house in Nazareth, where the angel Gabriel appeared before her to dispense to her her God-given assignment. And I love that. It's a reminder that nowhere folks like me from nowhere places like where I'm from, we can have assignments given to us by God as well. In fact, we have a fellow in this church who's watching online this morning. I'm sure, Tom, you're there. But we have a fellow that knows very well where I'm from, because as the crow flies, Tom's from about 20 miles from where I'm from. And he hears me talk about Coal Mountain sometimes, and he just rolls his eyes, because he knows how much of a nowhere place Coal Mountain is. In fact, Tom came to me one time. He did it kindly and, the smile on his face. But he came to me and he said, "Preacher, Coal Mountain's not much of a mountain." And I said, "I know, Tom. I was raised on that mountain. I knew Coal Mountain. There was nothing special about Coal Mountain where I'm from. I wondered when I lived there if I'd ever get out of there." But it's nice to know that God doesn't leave folks from nowhere out when he hands out his assignments. Amen? Moses is out in the wilderness watching sheep when God hands out his assignment. Gideon is down in a wine press threshing wheat because he's afraid the Midianites might see him. When God lays out the job for him to do, Ruth is out gleaning leftovers in other people's fields because she has no field of her own. Amos is out dressing figs before God calls him to be a prophet. And Joseph and Mary are just another engaged couple in the nowhere town of Nazareth when the angel Gabriel is dispensed to assign to them their assignments. Where you are doesn't stop God from giving you a job. And where you are doesn't stop you from doing your job that God gave you to do. If we've learned anything through this pandemic, we've learned that what with all these jobs that have now moved from the workplace into our homes, we've learned you just have to learn to do your job wherever you are. If you have to work from home, you just have to do your work at home. You have to do your work where and wherever and whenever it needs done. And for a lot of us now, that includes working from home. One father of five in Naples, Florida, had to post this sign for his kids on his office/bedroom door so the kids would leave him alone and give him time to do his work with all five kids knocking on his door all day long. The sign gives answers to their questions so they don't even have to go in and ask him. He doesn't have to be disturbed. The first, in bold letters, great big box, the first answer, whatever your question is, kids, no. All right, you got your answer. You can almost tell what the questions are when you hear the answers, but the next answer is, unless you're bleeding, it's fine. The next one says, pieces of fruit. Well, you know what their question was then, don't you? Or in the wash. And then the last one, if all else fails, ask your mom. And I bet mom loves that one. But this is all a reminder that is probably where Mary was when the angel called her to do the job that God had given her to be done. She was probably at home. That's probably where Joseph was when the angel Gabriel showed up, sent from God with their God-given assignments, because that was Gabriel's assignment to deliver their assignments. Because we've all got a job to do. Angels have a job. So do you. And their job's not through until they have an answer from you. Will you do the job that God has given you? That's the question that Gabriel is waiting for Mary's answer. And I want you to notice that just as soon as Gabriel gets his answer, he's gone. It's almost like, check, my to-do list finished. He's out of there. The Bible says, Mary said, "Behold, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Job done. I don't believe the Lord was forcing Mary to do anything. I think Gabriel was waiting for Mary's response as God is waiting for ours. And I got to tell you, it's a beautiful thing when I see someone step out on faith today like Mary did back in that day, and Joseph, and say, "I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot." Like I saw this last Tuesday night did my heart good. Just warmed my spirit to see all these newly chosen church leaders for 2021 gathered downstairs for the first time, filling our safely distanced fellowship hall. There were so many young men and young women gathering to give it a shot, answering what they believe might be the Lord's call at this time in their life. We've never had this many leaders in the church before. I'm truly wondering what the Lord's got in store for this congregation with so many workers. Or all the seniors who gathered just a couple weeks ago to put together and deliver so many Thanksgiving dinner baskets. And then after this picture, they began gathering Christmas presents for so many children who otherwise might not have that much this Christmas. Warms my heart to see people respond and say, God, if this is what you've given me to do at this time in my life, I'll give it a shot. Or all the new folks who are finding not only a church home here at Licking Valley, that a place that will receive their membership, but folks who are finding a place where they can serve Christ as well, like Jim and Tina Gang, who were among those who found places of service in this church before they even placed their membership in this church with us last Sunday. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Tina had to come down from behind her keyboard to place her membership, and Jim had to come down from his computer loft where he was running our audiovisual just so they could be introduced to the church as our newest members. They already found their places of service. They already felt God's call in their life, and they had already responded and said, God, with your help, I'll give it a shot. There's another lady I want you to hear from because she just puts it out there, and she says it way better than I could say it. She says that she did not come here to hear sermons, as great as those sermons are that she comes to hear. But she just plainly says she did not come here to hear sermons. She wanted to be part of something. She wanted to do something, something that she believes the Lord might be calling her to do at this time in her life. And I want you to listen to her testimony here together, if you would, please.
Hi, my name is Brittany Sammons. We have been coming here, me and my family, since about 9 months ago we started. We came here due to some personal issues that we were having during that time. I remember Jeff, and I remembered what he did for me 10 years ago, so I wanted to see if he was still here, and I came. So one thing I love more than anything is to sing, and I wanted to be able to do more than just sit in a pew and listen to a sermon. So I decided to reach out to Blake about being on the worship team, and ever since then, that's what I've done.
Very good, Brittany. Licking Valley is a church where we not only hope people can begin to learn about Jesus and where they can come to believe in Jesus and become better followers of Jesus, but will join us in building the kingdom of Jesus, in hearing and listening for the Lord's call on your life, and then answering that call and saying, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. Whether that's doing something on stage now, or whether it's doing something above the stage or something behind the scenes. Right now, we're in desperate need of additional nursery workers. Thank you for watching the nursery back there this morning. And Kids Point workers down there, because some of our nursery workers and Kids Point workers are on maternity leave right now. We need a few replacements until they can get back into the nursery watching and in the Kids Point teaching there. So we're in need of people to hear that call and to think, would that be something the Lord would be calling me to do? But it's always something. There's always something. This week, it's decorators that we need and sanitation team members. We need more on the sanitation team. And we're going to have some special decorating needs this week. Next week, it may be butchers and bakers and candlestick makers. I don't know. I guarantee it'd be something. Well, I do know this. We need bakers next week. Next week, we need bakers. There's a big baking job to be done in this church next week. True. And you don't want me doing it. I'm a taste tester. Thank you, Lord, for giving me my job. But we need bakers next week. And maybe someone's sitting here and saying, wait a minute. I didn't know there was a baking job in the church. Oh, yeah. We got a baking job next week in the church. And you can volunteer by stopping by the Beginning Point table on your way out. There's a sign-up sheet out there for bakers that we need next week right here. Will you give it a shot? This is the assignment the angels are given. Finding people that will accept God-given assignments when they're needed to be done. Find them, get them, and help them. Angels have been given a job, but so have you, and their job's not through until they have an answer from you. And when you say yes, don't be surprised if angels help you. That's what both Joseph and Mary find out. We talked about Joseph last week and all the angels that appeared to him in his dreams, warning him about this and that and directing him here and there and leading him in protecting the Christ child that he had been charged to protect. This morning we see the angel Gabriel departing, making his exit as quickly as he made his entrance into Mary's life. Once he got Mary on board with God's calling for her life. But that certainly was not the last time that Mary received heaven's help. Elizabeth would be confirming everything that the angel had said. Wise men would be coming from afar, bringing costly gifts. A star would be guiding the wise men to their house. Shepherds would be arriving to express their adoration. Joseph would be listening and following the Lord's directions for their safety. The Holy Family would be protected from all who would harm them, and Jesus would be raised safe and sound right back in the nowhere town of Nazareth where it all began. And he would be called a Nazarene. God doesn't call you out on a limb to do a job for him and then abandon you out there. No, God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. In fact, Jesus says to those who will accept his call to go into all the world and preach the gospel, Jesus said, I'll be with you always to the very end of the age. Or as the Amplified Version of the Bible says, I'm with you all the days. Perpetually, uniformly, on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. Amen. So be it. He'll never leave you. Yes, angels have a job to do, but so do you. And their job's not through until they get an answer from you. And if you say yes, don't be surprised if angels help you. Speaking of angels, the Bible asks this question. It's a rhetorical question, but the Bible asks it, even though it expects a positive answer. It says, are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Are not angels the servants of those sent out to serve us who inherit salvation? And the expected answer is yes. That's exactly what they are. They are angels on assignment. And their assignment is to get us to accept our assignment. And the only question remaining is, what's yours? What's your assignment? What is it that God has given you to do? And have you ever said you'd do it? If you haven't, when will you? When will you step out in faith and trust God? He'll be with you if you just give it a shot. Let's stand and pray, could we please? Lord, thank you for reminding us how you called others and helped others do the jobs that you had for them to do. Help us find the job you have us to do and to trust you to help us to do it too. That's our prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. God's people said.